Okay, who wants to talk first?
I'll talk first.
Yeah, tell me something about the band. How did you form? How do you work? Some of that kind of stuff.
How did we form? Okay, Block Party, kind of as we stand currently, have been in existence for about a year and a half. Some of us in the band have been playing together a lot longer than that, but it's kind of in the last year and a half that we've got the lineup that has really worked as a four piece. Since we started, we gigged in London constantly. We played 2-3 gigs a week across London, and after a while, we'd got a demo that was doing the rounds about this time last year, and in the end, it fell into the hands of Steve Lamack, who played it on his radio show in England, in Britain, and we kept going. When you're used to playing, and you've pretty much your whole career is about playing in quite small rooms, the idea of sort of playing in the open air is something you have to kind of get your head around a bit. But you find quite quickly that you're still just playing music, and that's what it's about, really. You know, you're playing music to people, and it's just a different way of doing it.
Have you seen so far venue, what
can
we call it, where you're playing today?
The club stage. Yeah, we went over just before the gates opened and had a look at it. And I think we can handle it quite happily.
Do you know the other bands that are performing on that stage?
I can't remember them all. I know Blonde Redhead are on after us, which I'm going to try and catch. I think some of the others are going to find Dizzy Rascal at that point. The thing struck me about this place was it's actually quite compact for a festival site. You know, the festivals we have in certainly in England are a lot bigger than this one. But it's nice. It's kind of before you can actually get from one stage to the other without getting lost.
It's kind of a weird impression about this festival. I come from Serbia, and we have one big festival, that lasts 4 days, and basically there can get 35,000 people for one day. But here I have the impression that people don't really listen to music, they just wander around and eat a lot.
Really?
Yeah,
well, we hope that people kind of will stay put for at least half an hour while we're
on. Maybe it's just because when we go to a festival or a concert, because they're really rare in Serbia, we just go to see the band.
That's right. You don't get another opportunity. No, I can understand that. There's a lot of distractions here, aren't there?
Maybe they're used to it.
Well, it's kind of like Glastonbury Festival. The first year I went there, I don't think I saw a band at all. But it's kind of not strictly a music festival, you know, that festival. It's literally just a festival of stuff.
Festival of light.
Festival of entertainment and interest, I don't know. So there's plenty to do. And there's a bit of that here, you know. You can wander off and go and do other things and look at other.
Who do you want to see more besides Blonde Redhead? The others?
Is there anyone you want to see?
Under Darkness, I'd quite like to see. An Elbow, I'd like to see. And Kings of Leon, I'd like to see. Who else?
I'd like to see The Streets. Because I never have. And we share management with The Streets, but we've never met The Streets, so we're kind of curious about them.
And you're just staying for today and not tomorrow?
Yes, it's quite a short stop for us. We've arrived about 11 and we're playing later, and then we're heading off after the festival tonight.
To another gig?
Just back to London. We have not got anything pressing, but we're going home tonight.
Yeah, you're really, really young. I'm not sure. How do you get such big festivals?
Oh, I don't know. We're not sure. We kind of... I don't know. There's a... We're kind of at the right place at the right time, and we've been given quite an opportunity, and of course we love playing, so we're bound to just come and do whatever was offered, really. Although, you know, I'm sure it won't always be that way, but it's great to be offered to a festival like this. You know, I'm bound to just come and do it.
Tell me, how did you choose your name, the band, Block Party?
It's kind of we had trouble with names, because we had all sorts of names. We battled away for years with names that we weren't quite happy with. We finally kind of rested on this just through luck, really, and I'd thrown up this name as a possible idea. It's just kind of a play on words. A block party in the traditional sense means a party on your block, but we've changed the spelling of the words, give it a bit of a different meaning, but it's quite ambiguous, you know. That's what we like about it.
It says in your official biography that you are an extraordinary
kid. Yeah, I put that. I put that. I think it's true. I think we are. We're not like, you know, we're not kind of, we don't pretend to be like, you know, some have given some kind of God-given gift to make music or be rock stars or anything. We're just like, we're bored kids who wanted to play guitars, and that's really how it started and how it continues in lots of ways.
What was the first record you bought?
Ah, Kelly.
First record I bought, I think, was a Weezer album. It was the blue. It was
really?
Yeah, the first Weezer album. Yeah, that was the first album I bought. Yeah.
What about first single?
First single was something lame like the Cranberries or something.
That's what they want to know.
Yeah.
My first single was 19 by Paul Hardcastle.
Really? 19?
No,
19.
No, 19. I remember it very well.
Did it change your life?
No, I was 9 at the time. I don't think it quite transformed my life, but it was just one of those things that I remember when, like, first being interested in music and, like, hearing something that was catchy and, like, it occurring to me that I could actually own that piece of music and have it in my house. So I suppose I caught on quite young to that idea. But, yeah, I can remember that feeling of not just liking a song, but liking it to the point where you could actually own it and have it in your kind of your own space.
What record changed your life to start playing music?
Kelly? Kelly has one.
I don't know, probably Park Life by Blur. It was the first album that I heard that made me want to pick up a guitar. Yeah, my sister had that and I used to borrow it for her, and I would listen to it all the time. That was probably the first album.
I had one, actually. It's the Holy Bible by the Manic Street Preachers, which I was kind of just fascinated by the content, but also it had some really great bass lines. And my brother had a bass guitar, so I just used to pick his guitar up and play along to it, because I was so fascinated in how these sounds are made. It kind of stuck. Really.
Are you working on something new now?
We've just been through the whole process of our first album, and that's done. It's kind of in a mixing stage. We've actually got a load of ideas to work on, new stuff, but at the moment we want to play what we've got to people.
You're going to play those new stuff?
No, it's because it's not quite, we haven't got anything quite ready since we finished the record, but there's plenty of quite recent songs that made it onto that record, so we're still enjoying playing those songs.
I saw this festival. festival that you have to start at exactly the time and you have to finish your gig at exactly.
Yeah, we have to. Really?
Yeah, you have a watch on every stage.
Yeah. Well,
I was just earlier on the club stage and see Her Space Holiday and
right.
I saw a watch and at exactly.
Have they actually got like a time on
that? Yeah, you have to finish it.
Well, we shouldn't have any problems because. We're down to do 50 minutes, and we've never played 50 minutes ever. So we will come in under our allotted time, but I doubt that's a problem to people.
No,
okay, last question. Can we ever expect you in Serbia?
Can you
expect us in Serbia? Yeah. Well, I wouldn't rule it out at all.
No, I wouldn't rule it out either. No.
Do you plan your tours?
Well, not us personally, but
next year will be the key time for playing in Europe. And you know, this is our second gig in Europe. You know, again, which is such an early stage for us. You know, this is our second gig playing in mainland Europe. So it's a bit hard to kind of look right into the future and see what we'll be doing. But you know, if people want to hear us, then we'll be there.
Thank you.
Thanks.
See you later.
She was from Poland. Yeah.
Gert told me she was from Croatia.
Oh, no.
Awesome. Okay, can you just first introduce yourselves to our listeners?
Hello, I'm Paul from Franz Ferdinand.
Hi, I'm Nick from Franz Ferdinand. I play the guitar.
Are we on the radio here?
Yeah, we're on the radio.
Oh, right, okay. Hello, Belgrade.
Do you know who Franz Ferdinand is?
Mm-hmm. No.
Why Franz Ferdinand?
Good name.
Because because we like the sound of it. Yeah, that's why you choose a name.
The
sounds, and of course because we wanted to play in Serbia. Because we've heard so much about it.
So you just chose a name because you want to play in Serbia.
Yeah. And Austria.
Bosnia, because Franz Ferdinand.
No, Austria.
But Franz Ferdinand was killed in Bosnia.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well. Okay. But it was Serbian separatists, wasn't it?
Yeah. And, what would you do if you meet Gavrilo Princip?
Not
likely to happen.
Hi.
I think I heard somewhere that there is a band called
Gavrilo Princip.
Yeah,
I'm sure there is. I've got a friend in Germany who like DJs under the name Gavrilo Princip as well, and we've got there's a Scottish cover band of our like Franz Ferdinand. I don't know if they actually ever covered a song. I don't think they actually exist, but they call themselves Gavrilo Princip.
Are they a threat to you?
Pardon?
Are they a threat to you?
A
threat? Would you be afraid of
them? Yeah, yeah. Yeah, really, really afraid.
They might be able to play a song better than us. So that's a very
real threat. Yeah. But, it's just an interesting name, I think. You know, we've thought, and it's got, you know, got... You can do your homework on it as well if you want to.
Yeah. Attention to people because of the name.
Yeah.
Yeah, from Serbia.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, well, great. Yeah, well, we're. I must say, we were invited to play in Sarajevo, and I was a bit nervous going there.
25th, I think. I think it was for July the 25th. It was.
A festival or something.
I'm not sure. I saw somewhere on the internet because a lot of people in Serbia talked about going there to see him.
Yeah, because I mean, he was killed on was it June the 28th, I think. You could just imagine some idiot, you know, like going ha 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 ha, you know, I'll just do something stupid or something. I don't know, but not really. You got to dance with with fire.
So
dance with the devil, yeah.
You're not afraid to come to Serbia?
No, No yeah. way. We'll show them.
So when are you coming?
We'll show those goddamn Serbian separatists.
Are you sure you want to be on a race with
this? Nah, okay.
Okay, let's get serious. Let's talk about forming a band. How did you start working together and stuff?
We'll meet each other about Glasgow and... Yeah. And started making music together.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
I remember now.
And that's pretty much it, just as any other band that forms really. Except we didn't advertise or anything like that, so that's not strictly the case.
We didn't advertise in the paper?
No.
No, we didn't. Although I answered a thing in the paper once before I met these guys, because I came to Glasgow and I was so desperate. I even went to that extent of like finding something to play with, and I should tell everybody in Serbia and all over the world, don't do it. Yeah, it's the worst thing for music, I think. answering ads in the paper. Oh my god.
We were friends and thought we'd just make music together as well. And
yeah.
That's the best way to make music is about personality. And Bob couldn't even play an instrument. Alex just taught him how to play bass from scratch just because he was a friend of ours and thought it would be fun to make music with him. And he's got his own sort of unique thing that he brings to the whole picture. So.
Yeah.
You were working in art school before.
I was working there, yeah, and Bob was studying there. So,
is it different? Is it better to make music?
It's very different, yeah. At most jobs you get to go home at the end of the day, but this one you don't. You live in a big bus and wake up and you don't know what country you're in.
This morning, Serbia.
Hmm. Yeah, you do most of your travelling, you do most of your driving while everybody's asleep. So. So it's a lot different.
And what do you like teaching the school? Would you go back to that job now?
No, I wasn't teaching, I was life modeling, so that was fairly easy. It was just like kind of sit about with no clothes on and get paid for it. So this is a better way to make a living, I think.
Do you like these big festivals performing?
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing playing in front of huge crowds, you know, it's incredible. It's such an immense power, you know. If it takes off, it's amazing.
Yeah, we get to see some other bands as well.
For free.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've seen loads of bands this year. Brilliant.
Yeah, me too. So
last
night as well.
Good, huh? Yeah, it's brilliant. And you get to meet bands as well, you know, you get to meet people and hang out with them a bit. It's great to know what bands are like personally as well, you know, so it's really cool. So, yeah.
So who did you play here?
I just saw Hitch. I thought they were quite good. I think they're a Belgian band, but they're quite cool. They're kind of, I don't know, they're mixed between Nirvana and Interpol, I thought, which is good, yeah. And
saw a lot last night. We were in Cologne, so Radio 4 and T Raum Schmira.
Do you see Phoenix?
I heard a bit, but it's always the band that are on immediately before you never really get a chance to see because you're trying to like kind of.
I didn't see
set yourself
them.
Up.
I heard them a bit, but I wanted to go and see Phoenix. So it seemed quite good. Yeah, really, yeah. Yeah, was it good? Oh, really? Oh, right. Yeah, it's supposed to be good, aren't they? Yeah, shame I missed them, I must say. I want to go and see Blanche, or whatever you say. Blanche.
There's loads today I'd like to see, but we're leaving before.
Well, we don't have to leave. I mean, we can stay. I still haven't seen the White Stripes, although we've played millions of festivals with them. Yeah, still haven't seen them. I'd really like to see them.
I've seen them a couple of times. I saw them in a really small venue, and that was brilliant. I was kind of, because it was absolutely heaving with people, I was stuck at the front, so it was just stuck right between the two of them, and you couldn't really go anywhere. But just their on stage energy, just the sort of communication between them is incredible.
Is it really just the two of them on stage?
Yeah.
Cool. Brilliant.
when am I seeing? I think Soul Wax are on immediately after us. I watched them and.
Oh, 50 Cent,
I'd like to see 50
yeah,
Cent.
Yeah, I'd like to see 50 Cent as well, yeah. Absolutely.
Except all these sort of kind of sort of big hip hop artists, you tend to find that they never turn up in the end.
Do you like to play with him, maybe?
50 Cent, we are tonight.
No, but with him, like to do something with him.
I don't think it would work.
It's a weird combination. But
yeah.
I wouldn't like to have like the rapper. Rapper. It's always good to be in contact with the audience, yeah. Otherwise, it doesn't take off, I don't think.
But you kind of exist like 2 years ago, this playing big festivals and that kind of stuff, and before you went to this kind of festival, like a public, to see other bands.
Yeah.
Can you compare that? I saw yesterday Kings of Leon, and all the time I was thinking, what do they think on the stage? How is it for them to
before
now they're on the stage?
The best shows is when you're not thinking about anything at all. Your mind just goes blank, and if you're actually thinking about what you're doing, then you tend to fuck up. But definitely, I haven't got a single sort of vivid thought in my head. Then I know I'm having a good time. I don't have to think about anything.
It's always when you go to a festival as a normal. As a normal punter, you always think backstage is the big, like, oh, you know.
There's a lot of mystique about
totally,
what happens backstage, and really it's just catering and some porta cabins and some people milling
about.
Why would they be? What are they expecting? Just like a massive orgy or something?
It's boring, they're just stupid bands. Yeah. It's good to meet them, but there's no like big, I don't know, orgies or whatever you want.
You're better off actually watching them perform.
Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, yeah, but like it's good to actually see it, that it's nothing special, really, you know.
All of this is just ordinary life for us now. We just accepted it as our ordinary life, so it's
okay,
okay.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, all right.